Grave concern is being expressed over the fate of 13 hostages who are being held in northern Sinai close to the Israeli border. They have issued a desperate appeal for international intervention after being informed that they will be sold to organ traffickers if a ransom is not paid for them. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Kiri Kankwende from Christian Solidarity Worldwide, who have been highlighting the plight of these hostages.
This situation has been going on for over a year. We've got refugees and other migrants from Eritrea, Ethiopia, basically countries in the Horn of Africa, who are being held for ransom by Bedouin tribes in the Sinai Desert. Now, when we first started covering the story, we noticed that they were holding them for exorbitant ransoms, but we've now seen a very gruesome development that they are now selling some of these people on to organ traffickers. We've seen reports that some of these people have their organs harvested and then they're left to die in the desert. So we're very concerned by that. This particular case that we mentioned is of 13 young people from Eritrea who are being held for ransom for $33,000 per head. And they've been told that if that amount was not paid by their relatives, that they would actually be sold on to another gang that does deal with organ trafficking. And so we're very concerned for their plight.
Can I ask you, are there negotiations going on? Are there people there who have been trying to negotiate with the people that are holding them?
As far as we understand, there are people, family members and so on, trying to negotiate, but these, from our experience, these gangs drive a very hard bargain. In fact, it's worth mentioning that sometimes, even when the ransom is paid, people are still held. They're held in terrible conditions, sometimes chained together and left in the desert overnight. Sometimes they're held in shipping containers, which, as you know, would get very cold in the night and then boiling hot in the day.
You mentioned there that these people are very desperate and they're appealing for international intervention. What can the international community do? Have you heard of anyone saying, you know, we'll try and help?
That's a terrible thing. Unfortunately, there's been no concerted effort on the international stage to deal with this. This is not just a humanitarian issue, but it's also a criminal. This is about criminal gangs, and this is a transnational trade in human people. This is human trafficking, but also the illegal organ trade. So we would encourage the international community to work together, because no one country can solve this on its own. Although we do call on the Egyptian authorities to take action within their borders, it's a cross-border problem. So we need the international community to rally round and tackle this criminal problem.
We were talking about the situation, and I suppose we should mention that Eritrean citizens are fleeing a repressive regime. That's one of the reasons that they are leaving. Can I ask you with regard to what do we know about Christians, Eritrean Christians?
Well, Eritrea, as you said, is a very repressive state, and there are stringent restrictions on religious freedom. We believe that of the tens of thousands of Eritreans which are thought to be imprisoned in the detention facilities in the country, around 3,000 are Christians being held solely on account of their beliefs. We know that our soldiers in the army are subject to being beaten up and imprisoned if they're found to have Bibles on them. And we know of Christians from many denominations, Pentecostal, Orthodox, who are in prison for their beliefs.
We should also mention that it's women and children also that have been held.
Absolutely. We've covered a few cases where there have been children as young as 9, and that's, we're sure that's just the tip of the iceberg. And women and children are particularly vulnerable because they're separated from their families and their tribes. Unfortunately, we've heard very gruesome testimonies of women being gang-raped, pregnant women, having their babies aborted. It's what is happening out there it's atrocious. It's a human tragedy on an immense scale, and what's even more upsetting is that nothing is being done about it. That we've been reporting on this for over a year. There's definitely an urgency to it. Some people do survive having their organs harvested, but others do not, and obviously the people taking them have no regard for their lives. CNN actually did a report where they did cover this issue. So we do believe that the media, at least like yourselves, are covering this. However, we just need some action from the authorities to tackle the criminal gangs. They're large criminal gangs, all working in concert.